tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
I just fuck your bitch, that's some Gucci flip flops. I just had some bitches and I made them lip lock.
Hey, I promise you guys that this is the only time I feel like I could be a trap god when I listen to Dirty Sprite. I just feel like he gives me the motivation to go ahead and get in the streets and, you know, trap.
Is that what you do?
Yeah, when I listen to Dirty Sprite.
When you on your way to the gym, you be having your headphones on, listening to Future, and all of a sudden you just pick up a dime and just start selling.
Yeah, you know, and then I realized that, you know, that's just not me. That's not my life. I was never built for that.
Gary, if he was my drug dealer, I would feel very safe. I would feel like the cops ain't never gonna come for me because ain't no one gonna be thinking Gary's slanging dimes on the corner.
What's up, you guys? I'm super excited to be here another Sunday for an after show for Basketball Wives LA Season 4. But before we get started, I always like to tell you that you should subscribe to us on YouTube at youtube.com/AfterBuzzTV. Go to SoundCloud, iTunes, like us there as well, or have it at the palm of your hand by having it on your phone with the app. Smartphones can have the app. You can listen to it or watch it right when you want to. Of course, I am your host, Gary Thomas. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at I am Gary Thomas and I am GaryThomas.com. And I'm here with the one and only, even though we miss our co-host, DJ Jesse J.
Right, because someone got to be fucking loyal up here. Someone got to show up, you know what I'm saying?
Cameron and Corinne.
This make me want to fight somebody, though. I just want to go out the door and then just punch somebody in their face. Like,
the whole album is just...
You can slang drugs and I'll just go punch
somebody. I'm saying. It's in my future, baby.
Hey, y'all.
Where can they find
DJ
you?
DJ Jesse J. Everywhere.
Instagram and Twitter.
No eyes. It's J-E-S-S-E.
I'm ready to get started because we finally have an episode that has been
worthy to talk about.
Like crazy. We start out opening the show. We tell you that Brandy is at Malaysia's house and we get the scoop on what happened when the cameras went down.
We got the teeth. Shout out to the producers who have been...
who had their little iPhone. I'm like, ooh, this is juicy. Somebody got them a promotion.
Which is so funny because it actually... happened. I was watching the same week the Game's new show where she got Game. The same thing happened. A producer caught some stuff off air because it was nighttime and they had caught this really big fight and then they showed it and they aired it and I was like, so that's interesting that now technology's involved.
I think that
there's no hiding from nothing no more.
You know, for them and for us as media and hosts, those are our golden opportunities that get us a promotion. When you hear something that is hot or you see something that's hot and you capture it, or you hear a celebrity say something, you capture that, like, wait a minute, what'd you just say? That's your moment to shine. And that sure producer, is. Whoever that was, probably got him a fat raise.
Congratulations. Congrats. And you got us an amazing script for this episode.
Exactly. So, Brandy apparently gives us, when she's talking Malaysia, lets us know that her and Drea get into a spat. And Drea basically says that your cancer story, this whole thing, you... boring. You only got on this show because of my past. And nobody wants to hear about this story anymore. What do you think?
See your true colors, and that's why they hate you. I'm just looking at, like, I don't know what is in Dre's ear. If Megan has really affected her so much that now she's just coming after Drea, I mean, Malaysia and Brandy. It was just telling. And then, I mean, obviously we'll talk about later, but to see her backtrack is just kind of like, you didn't know that was being recorded, girl. Did you think it was a bad comment?
I definitely think it was a bad comment the way it came out.
But I was
like,
Drea.
I do love Drea. So I was
and
just
you
like,
also have vetted for the what kind of personality do we call it?
Bitchy? The stank attitude.
Stank attitude. Okay, so coming from that, sometimes people with stank attitudes say things and it comes off harsher. Mm-hmm. Do you think this was that instance, or do you think that Drea really is just like, girl, like,
No, I think it's a bit of both. I think that with Drea, sometimes the truth hurts, and that may have been her truth, what she felt was true. I'm not saying that it's completely true. I'm saying that's her truth.
I mean, we've said it, you know, shade on you, Brandy, but
I definitely was just like, I wasn't shocked at the comment because I kind of felt like Brandy's story has been teeter-totter. I don't want to hear about her cancer as much as I want to see about her marriage.
Right.
That's more interesting for me. But I think that it was Drea's truth. And yeah, we people like us, Drea and I, you know, with these types of attitudes. And someone just said that to me the other day. Sometimes the way you say things, or you may not necessarily mean harm by it, comes off really bad because this interpretation and just you just cut. And I don't think that Drea was necessarily trying to say this is a nice way, though. She was trying to hurt her. They were arguing, you know. So it just was Drea's truth. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, is there a way to backtrack from that?
No,
it's not.
It's to own up to it and be like, I mean, I just feel like she shouldn't have went to the event, period. Because when you make a statement like that and then come up talking about, oh no, I'm here to support cancer, like, girl,
like, there are a million cancer events that you can support. This one just by far
this was not
one.
Somebody,
one of the producers told your tale about how you addressing getting into this scene. There was no supporting cancer there. How do you feel about Brandy's reaction as they're arguing and you know, now she feels like she's dead to her and the things she's saying afterwards? If you were in Brandy's shoes, would those be the same things you would have said? You would have reacted differently?
I probably would have reacted differently. I probably would have been a little more cattier with her. Because, I mean, if she said something like that, like, I just wouldn't be affected by the way. I would have been like, oh, bitch, you're done. We are not friends. Like, clearly, I'm just a boring tea show over here.
Right.
So for her to show up at my event, I think it would be more of a cattiness. But obviously, we're talking about Brandy. So with Brandy, though, I don't see anything wrong. I think, and especially after seeing the conversation with her husband, I kind of have a better understanding as far as how Brandy deals with conflict.
And I think that's a good thing to talk about. Those two situations, her and Jason and her and Drea, she's dealing with a lot of different things on both ends of her life, her friendships and her relationship. How is she dealing with these people? Because I feel like she's dealing with Drea better than she's dealing with her husband.
Yeah, but I feel like Drea's not really her friend. I think they're just TV friends. And, like, you clearly can see the difference between Drea with Angel and their friendship versus Drea with Brandy in Malaysia.
I've actually never seen Drea and Brandy out together.
You know what I'm saying?
Never. I have seen Brandy and Malaysia out together.
What about Malaysia and Drea?
I've seen them at events. They've been at the same events together. I don't necessarily say if I've seen them out
like
together.
Like, you know, in Malibu chilling, right?
No.
So, like, I thought it was interesting when we were talking about her and Jason. Mm-hmm. Because you were kind of, and even last week, kind of...
I'm just disappointed in her reactions.
Yeah, but my question to you is, because I didn't want to say it while we were watching because I wanted to save it, but... Part of me can kind of understand her struggle because within filming these reality shows, I mean, we don't know if he's playing a little up to the camera, if
we don't,
around a little happier when the camera's around or trying a little harder. Maybe he's not to say he's not trying, but maybe he's just trying harder when the camera's around, and that can be really, but then also, I think Brandy just gets butthurt really
easily. She's a very sensitive woman, and she does take things, you know, it gets under her skin very easily. And I just think that I'm only based on what I'm seeing. We don't know their marriage, but right. I'm saying, if I'm seeing that he's trying and it's coming off sincere, and we've seen him try on more than one occasion, and he's just not like, oh, get over it, or, you know, I'm sorry. He's like, I apologize. I did not put you first. I want my family. I want this. I want that. You know, and you know that she wants to. She's telling everybody else she wants to, but him. She's kind of giving him the guard, not understanding, you know, the trust that she has. She just says she doesn't trust him yet. And when they went to counseling, that was kind of the thing, you know, she's getting most emotional about. But if you have him here trying, you gotta at least, you know, meet him somewhere in the middle. I know you want him to put forth the work and you really want him to show it, but I'm not seeing her end of her showing that she wants to work for it either. The only parts we're seeing on TV is him coming to her and speaking to her. So it's kind of weird for me I can't be on her side because she seems so combative.
Yeah, the only reason I can be on her side is because I get the situation. And I feel like I would be kind of similar to her in the same aspect. Like, if we've been together since high school, and all of a sudden I think you're my best friend, and then you out here doing the same basic shit that my friends' dudes are doing, like, well, we ain't what I thought we were, and I'm going to have an issue with that. Now, she's a little overdramatic, but at the same time, I feel like with Jason, it's very, like, that's your woman. Grab her. Hold her. Like, make her feel, like, exactly like what Malaysia said.
He does. He needs to take some leadership and some stand his ground. Like, be a man. Like, really... Protect her.
Because I felt like that kitchen scene, that's what she wanted. Like, he's dicking around, like, being in her way and stuff like that. And it's like, look, like, what are you doing? Like, and I also wonder if, because I have had this problem with, okay, I've trusted somebody before in a relationship for years, and then all of a sudden it gets to, we're not in a relationship anymore. Okay, so now when I'm talking to new people, it's like, okay, well, I don't want to jump into anything, but then it's like, and I'm wondering if she's thinking, like, what's the time period of having to have him wait, or, you know, for him to touch me, or if he touches me, am I going to, like, melt in his arms because I just miss him so much? You know what I mean? I'm wondering if those things are going through her head, and that's why she's acting like a freaking weirdo.
I think we came to an interesting revelation in the counseling when she said she's still punishing him.
Yeah.
And that is where she needs to move on from. Like, when is she going to... She has to get to the point where she's no longer punishing him, and that way she'll be freer to be open to them fixing their marriage. But I also think, like we said, we were touching on before, he needs to really shake her and check her, like, listen, we're working on this marriage, this is what we're gonna do. None of this back and forth, cut that crap, we're gonna do this.
But long distance, how do you prove to someone, like, okay, he cheated on her, so now
he's saying he's trying to do the little things, which, like, may not always be effective, you know, when the bigger picture is the trust, but he's saying that was his way of trying, being long distance. Like, I'm always going to put her first, text her, call her, see what she's doing, find out about her, you know, see what's going on with her friends, her, and, you know, be interested in her and my child, you know, so we can get this fixed. And that's why he came back during the break instead, because, you know, he could have stayed there and kicked it with Gennaro, who's recently single, and they on the same team. They could have been out there.
He want to fuck up right, somewhere.
Dibbing and dabbing over in the Carolinas doing what they wanted to do, but he came back to LA to be with her. And, you know, I saw she was in there cooking it up. She wants him to be here. She was in there frying up there. You know, you don't do that if you don't want him to be
with
there.
With your short shorts and white tee on.
Right. You knew your husband was coming home. You knew you were excited. I just wish she would have showed it a little bit more, so they can move on a little bit faster.
I'm not mad at her for not showing it, but I'm mad at her answers to her rebuttals to some of the things. Like, it just comes off like
combative.
The angry black girl. Like, just.
She is angry, though.
No, I know. I'm happy she admitted that she's
angry. She's bitter. She's upset. Like, it's good that she's admitting these things out loud, because I mean, I think it's going to be the path for her to get better and change and be a better mother, and, you know.
But for the most part, I get the angriness, but it's like with certain things that he said, it made me look like, oh wow, that was big of you. Like, when they were in the kitchen before therapy,
he apologized.
He said he wanted to do the counseling, and then he said, no, what caused us to be here is me cheating on you.
Which is, I think that is big. Like, that hit me like, wow. Like, you never see anybody, like, openly say, I cheated, we're here because of this. Because
she blamed it on her, kind of on herself.
Well, she wants to know. She wants to know. I think that's her insecurity right there, and that's what's really making her so punishing, because she really wants to know, was it me? Was it something about me? You keep saying it wasn't me, but I'm insecure right now. I feel vulnerable. I need to know, was there something about me that pushed you away?
Mm-hmm.
Because if that is the case, I need to know in order to work on that as well. So she's dealing with,
or what it is in him.
Well, he's telling her that it's not you, you know, it's just my career, it's me being in my, you know, blah, blah. But she's just like, I don't, that's not enough, you keep telling me this, but I'm not believing that all the way.
But let me ask you this. Do you feel like, because I forget who said it was a cop-out, stop saying your career because it's cop-out.
Brandy said that to him.
Brandy did. Okay, I agree 100% with that. I don't understand the whole, like, because I watch WAGs, basketball-wise, they're like, you know, this is the life that we chose. These are the type of... Okay, that's putting every athlete in a whore box.
I think that women are culprits of accepting the love they think they deserve. And as long as you do that, you're never going to find a better a husband or a better relationship or be on a path to happiness. And I think that's why it's so empowering that couple episodes ago, Patrice said, until I learned my own worth. He never treated me better until I decided to, you know how I was as a woman and what I can bring to the table, and that I don't need you because I'm already great and I'm doing great things. Then I can move, you know, he's going to treat you better. So until Brandy gets to a point where she's not dealing with the insecurities of thinking that she was less of a woman to him, you know, because you're not, you know, we all make mistakes, but you're not less of a woman at all. So you got to get that in that mindset. He's going to stop playing those games altogether, and, you know, the marriage will move further. But I think she's still dealing with that in the back of her mind that something went wrong on her end.
Because even to hear him say, he said, you know, I'm scared being away from her because without family, I am literally nothing. And that was interesting to hear him say that. But just to kind of side piece it, Amber Rose said something recently. Did you see that whole sex scandal thing?
Yeah.
She was on The Doctors, and she made this statement. I was just like, that's, like, it's crazy. We watch these reality shows, and that's what these girls really feel like. But she said, every man out here cheats, she said, but, you know, the ones that really love you won't let you find out about it. And I was like, what kind of mentality is that? And it's crazy because I go out and I hang out with girls who date athletes. And it's unfortunate. Really,
it's so unfortunate.
Well, as long as I don't know about it, it didn't happen. Like, whoa. So unfortunate. Yes, that. Bitch, it is. Check but your vagina because you might have something.
And there's
something.
So many men out here who will treat you right, and there's so much you're not looking at. You know, it's just the state of women right now in our society, especially with so many reality TV shows, is sad because, you know, growing up, even, you know, for myself, I grew up with a strong mom, so I don't appreciate to be, and I don't have friends that are like that either, so I wouldn't appreciate to even be around women who accept that kind of foolishness. Like, what does it say about you, mm-hmm. you know, and then the company that I'm keeping?
Okay.
You know, so I wish that we had, you know, we lived in a different time, but this is our entertainment. This is what the industry is, and this is what girls are watching and modeling after because they see the glam, they see the glitz, and they just say that is the... That's just a piece of it they have to deal with. You know, just like being an entertainer. We deal with the negative comments that we see and we get, but that's a part of our career. But that should not be a part of the type of woman you are or your relationships. It's just different. And it's unfortunate that we're hearing these types of things and we're continuing to watch Basketball Wives and things, shows like this, and people are modeling after these women.
Not me.
So, and I think that. So, what do you think about Malaysia meeting with somebody else's husband again?
I'm not gonna lie though. When I saw that, I was like, Malaysia, you cannot be known as the girl that me and
everybody's husband. You know,
even though I know Malaysia ain't doing no malicious, dirty, noun, low, nothing.
She said she's happy with her single. She's happy being free right now,
just smoking that weed and just showing up places and talking. But I mean, there. Malaysia, you see when she goes and meets with these guys, she's very careful about, like, how she's side hug. Hey, like, okay, I'm going to sit on this side of the table, and you sit over there and keep the conversation going. But I thought it was cool because I like these types of relationships. I like relationships where, you know, if I can go sit with my best friend's man or girl and, like, be able to say, like, you know, look, you know, here's the situation that's going on. Because I feel like sometimes you need that. As long as you're being a real friend and being fair to both sides. Because for the friend that just sticks up for the one, that's not going to help the relationship. So I like the fact that she went in there, she listened to what he said, and she's still coaching Brandy. You know what I mean? She's kind of like helping both sides out. Here's some advice. You can take it. Brandy, like, maybe you should look at it a different way or be more open or receptive.
Yeah.
So I liked it, and I thought she kind of was doing the same thing with Doug. He was like, look, if I'm going to be friends with Jackie, like, Doug, just tell me, like, is she just legit crazy?
You also see that the ladies are finally getting around Doug. There were some couple pictures that surfaced on Instagram after the, I can't think of his foundation, but Matt Barnes has a foundation. He teams up with Snoop Dogg to have a celebrity football game every year, and they saw that Doug was out there snapping photos with, you know, Brandy and all other Basketball Wives who never really interacted with him.
Brandy.
So, yeah, so Jackie had, like, found it in his phone and posted it on Instagram. That's the story she's saying. And, you know, I saw Brandy commented as well, like, oh, Doug is super cool. So I think that's good as well. You know, it's nothing wrong with having a cohesive interaction with the husbands and wives, because this particular season is a lot more relationship based, and this is not something we had in the past 3 seasons. We saw a lot more drama, and with this being Basketball Wives, it's kind of cool to see
I love some
brokenness, some building back up, what they're really dealing with. I think that may have been their aim in the beginning, but they saw that they got something that was way more better for ratings.
But I also like the fact that, like Love and Hip Hop. You watch Love and Hip Hop, it just comes off so scripted. With this, though, it's like you see the issues and the problems, but then you see them trying to fix it. Mm-hmm. And I like that aspect of it where they don't
fix it at all on Love and Hip Hop, I feel like they just create more problems. But I love that she said she misses the friendship, because I feel like that's all the situation is. She feels like she doesn't have her best friend. She's on this show where she's cool with Malaysia, but she doesn't have her cheerleader. She doesn't have her man to go back to and be like, this is what's going
especially
on with the
girls. Especially now, like, dealing with being a single mom and having to be still be active as a working in her field. She doesn't have someone to be her support anymore, her backbone, which is different. And I think we also see that, which is interesting, because now that I'm seeing it, Angel said this to me in an interview I had with her. She said this was a lot more about seeing the women and their interactions with the men, and whether they have a child by someone or married or dating, whatever. You see more relationships this season, and we get to see her talk about her relationship with Tyreek a little bit with her mom. And you saw her getting vulnerable because she really wants to be with him, but things are not quite going her way. She's saying she's doing everything in her power, you know, cooking, cleaning, trying to be a good woman, and it's not working right now.
Well, I heard he a Rolling Stone, so.
Oh, sorry, is that true?
That's what I heard from multiple people, so. I mean, I heard she was a little bit of Rolling Stone herself, and so I'm just like, maybe two hard heads. It's not
working, because they're just too much of their own individual person. They have their own way of doing it.
But I also think he's really young, if I can remember correctly. I think he's kind of really young, and it's kind of like, well.
I think she makes a legit statement. She's saying
that. Because Jason looks older.
Yeah, Jason like, definitely
in
looks older.
His 30s or something. I think Tyreek's like 24 or 5, or maybe I'm bugging, but I'm pretty sure he's young.
I think she made some interesting statements, though. She's saying, I'm doing all these things. And, you know, trying to be a good woman. I'm educated. I got my own business, my own money, my own career. You know, I'm trying to be a good girlfriend or soon to be wife to you, and you're still not there. Like, what are we saying to society now? I think it supports statements like what Amber's saying and everyone else is saying, that it don't matter. He ain't gonna do what he want to do anyway.
But and then you're still crying about it. It's like, girl, like you literally said to your mother, he's not going to be a good husband or father.
Her mother literally said that.
Her mother said that.
Because he's a basketball player, he's never going to be a good father or husband. But we still have the Doug Christies, and we still have other men who are faithful to the woman.
But then
and
we also have the other one, so it's like...
We currently have what looks like it's Steph Curry is very committed to Aisha. Mm-hmm. So maybe you're just putting a stigma to it, and everyone's like following this belief.
This trend.
Yeah, it's sad.
Of whoreness.
Right. But I think it was cool to see Angel's story. I like to see her story unravel a little bit because she's a newer girl. I like to see her and Megan.
I want to see... Angel will be interesting to me once Dre is out of the picture, because especially like after last week...
We're talking about loyalty and friendship.
It was confusing last week with the whole dodgeball thing, why she stayed, then when she went out and kind of switched the story a little bit to Drea. And then we've only seen her really involved with Drea. Then we start to see her befriend, like... kind of talk to Malaysia and the other girls. And that's interesting to me to see friendships, kind of new friendships, like blossom over that. So it will be interesting to see if Drea is to leave the show, if Angel will still kind of continue. Mm-hmm. I don't know how that's going to look
all,
after today.
You know, friendship ain't over money right about now. I mean, I would say that.
I guarantee Drea would be over that.
I don't know, because I didn't know. When I first saw Angel, I didn't know her. And then I saw her like the following at the Basketball Wives event. Like, this is after I found out she was a Basketball Wife. And then she mentioned that she's, you know, really good friends with Dre. And she's still very loyal to that friendship. But I think Angel has so much to offer by herself. The Drea story is null and void for her. Like, it's just right now interesting for us because she's being a loyal friend to some extent that none of us will really go. Because it's like, wait. So as a loyal friend, too, you got to be able to tell your friend when they're wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she was teetering on him because she kept saying at the Gatsby event.
It was just soft.
At the Gatsby event, we see that they get into their argument, and as they leave and they're outside, we saw that Angel was trying to kind of tell her, like, she was really hurt when you said that. But I also saw that it was another side, because Angel kept saying, she didn't mean it like that. She was in disbelief herself at how cruel the words were.
Yeah, I mean, also, it's kind of like, you know, I mean, to think of if I was sitting here talking to your best friend, they would be like, no, Gary, you know what I mean? But then it's like, well, I felt Gary came off this way. Well, no, Gary didn't mean it. You know what I mean? Like, it's like to...
Because she may know.
That's her friend. She's going to sit here and she's going to vouch for it. And without kind of looking at it like, well, no, she's not a bad person. She loves you. Because even when she went outside, she looked at Drea, I mean, and was like, no, girl, like, I think you should go in. And maybe she took it the wrong way.
She said, you care about them. She said it.
Maybe they took it the wrong way, and you should go in and clear that up. And Drea was just no fucks given, like, and that irritated me. But also, the whole Angel thing at the... Here's where it was that kind of just was looking at Angel like, why are you even bringing that up right now? Like, you clearly see this tea here, girl. Like the one thing with Malaysia in the dress, it was like... She went there and then told you it was too low, and so then she doesn't show up with your dress, and then she's like, she knew what the dress looked like, or something like that. It's like, girl, like, it's okay.
But well, then, that was a little forced right there. I don't even think anybody was interested in a dress, but they wanted to bring it up.
Yeah, it did come off forced. But then when she was sitting down with them, and clearly Brandy and Drea are having a head-to-head, and Angel's like, my name was brought up. Your name wasn't brought up for the conversation like that.
For
girl.
What
like,
we saw.
Sit down.
At least what we saw. We didn't hear your name.
But if Malaysia's looking over at you, quiet, being like, girl, this ain't you. Girl, this ain't you.
Yeah, I think Malaysia didn't quite say it in a way that I would have been receptive to, but I understood what she was trying to say. It's like, no way. She was like, walk away. I walk about to walk away after your side. You don't find out who you're talking to. Like, come on, chill out. Like, I think Malaysia should have just said, hey, let's all of us, you know, Angel, calm down, you know, they let them talk this out or whatever, because this is, we're now seeing a popular trend with Drea walking away.
Well, how did you feel when she walked in? And well, she hugged Malaysia and said, I'm not going to do the whole hug thing.
I was already feeling the tension when she was at the door with the security guard, and she was like, no, we don't need to sign in. You want to walk to your car? No, that's okay. Like, whoa. Drea, your attitude is 1 of 10 right now. You are really riding in on your high horse
so
right now.
So why did she show up to the event, in your opinion? If we're not because to believe producers sent her.
Oh, man. Because that's my...
Let's pretend that's not what happened.
I'm really with the story that the producers told her she had to go. Somebody said she had to go.
Support cancer, to support Brandy, to support herself, to make herself look good so bitches can talk shit. Because she
wanted to be the bigger person. That's all it was.
That's what you think it was?
Yeah.
Not
to be the bigger person, like really be bigger person, but to make everybody else think she's the bigger person. That's what I meant.
Do you think Angel talked her into it?
No. Angel has that much effect over her. You know, I don't think that's how the friendship goes. I think Angel's a very sweet, calm person. It's not really the tension person or like, no, we're going to go. Come on, girl. Come on, we can go. No, I think the Angel's like, I got mine over here. Like, but that's my friend, so I'm just rolling with her. Right. I don't think Angel is by far the game changer for the decisions right there.
And how did you feel about Malaysia and Angel when Angel said to Malaysia that she's not going because she felt like she's Drea's friend, and if Drea's not going...
I understood. And I think that was like kind of what all the girls have been saying they've wanted for so long, but then when it's not in your favor, they don't go for it. They're always like, oh, you're not a loyal friend. But now Angel did one of the most loyal things that mm-hmm. we've ever seen on this show. She's saying, you know, I'm really only connected to you guys through her, so I don't feel comfortable going if the friend that I'm really close to is not going. But that's what everybody says. You're not a loyal, you're not this, da da da. You should have came out and got me, blah, blah, blah. But now when it's not in your favor, it's not a loyal thing. She's kind of looking stupid. I don't get it. Like, it's too much back and forth. But if, in this sense, I think that Drea was a little bit harsh in what she said. So if Angel went to support the event without Drea, it'd have been understandable because it's like, you know, you were wrong. You were wrong. You know, that was a little bit much. But Drea was basically saying, don't bite the hand that fed you.
At all. She told Brandy that she's being quiet and being stale. Girl, that's not how you start out at a party trying to... Like, it's a cancer event. Like,
well, Brandy does have a resting bitch face.
She does.
She tends to have that. I don't think she even intentionally needs to come off like that. But I think that if it were me, I would have been ignoring her. I've been like, I'm hosting my event. I'm not going to let this show them that the fact that your presence is bothering me in front of all of my guests. Yeah. And I think Drea was nitpicking at that. And you should have just left her alone. You should have just came in. Hello, I'm here to support the event. But we know Drea's not going to do that. We knew Drea was going to comment like, oh, you quiet. You got the stale face on. Like, this is boring. Let me go find Jackie. And you know, I'm never going to look for Jackie nowhere.
Thank you. I was looking like, bitch. And you know, she probably hung out with Jackie for an ill minute too. But how
and Jackie
you...
felt great about it.
Hey, Drea! Oh, she's like, we're all just talking shit about you. Yeah,
right, there you go, already stirring up. She was putting her 2 cubes of Splenda in her tea right there. We were talking about you. Well, I mean, we're not talking, but we were talking. Like,
what'd you think? So is this a true statement? Drea said, I don't make things about me, but they just are about me.
I think that, like I said, that is Dre's truth. Is it true? In my mind, no. You definitely have a way of making. No, I can't vouch for her like that. She has a way. She has an ego. She has a way of spinning things to make it in her favor or her the victim. And that's just, she has a manipulative way about her. You know, just it's true.
So tonight, from what we saw, what would you say was her manipulation at the party?
Showing up. Mm-hmm. She was trying to make everybody think something about her. She knew that went down. And she knew whether it was on tape or not, it was said and it was going to be brought up. That was like, when she went home after that argument, she knew that was going to hit the TV.
Yeah, of course.
She knew that was going to hit the TV because she said, because of my past, you're even on TV right now. Let's not get it twisted. And that's what she really said. Like, and I feel like...
Wait, so you think that when she went to the party, she knew that was going to be recorded because the cameras weren't there?
She knew that conversation it was going to come up. She knew that it was going to be tension between her,
because
her and
Brandy. I was surprised that she knew denied that it, though.
Yeah, that's Drea. Drea really? Does that. Drea will be like, well, when it's me, y'all, she does that. She flips conversations all the time. But I mean, I think we've grown to know that about Drea. I don't know why the girls are surprised about it. Like, I was surprised when she did that.
I came to do you a favor. Bitch, you ain't doing no one a damn favor.
In her mind, she is. She said, because of my past, you are on VH1.
Yeah.
So then, you get a check.
The angel sounding crazy over here talking about, you're crazy to think that Drea wouldn't come here just to support you. No, bitch.
No, you're crazy.
To think that Drea is being loyal to anybody up in this bitch but herself.
Maybe, Angel, you may be new to this whole reality TV game and you're still having your very sweet mentality and nice mentality and your great thoughts about Drea, but the viewers and Drea's fans, we knew.
I do have to say that when she went outside with Drea, it made me finally start to kind of open up more to Angel as far as like, okay. Because at first it came off like she was the minion.
Yeah.
And now for her to kind of, I felt like she was saying it, and it wasn't forceful, but she was repeating it multiple times enough to kind of be like, girl, go, like...
I think I feel she, like you should she go was inside. Trying.
Like, I think she was really confused, and then when she heard... Because she did drop her mouth when she was like, so what did you say? And when Drea told her what she said, she was like, oh, girl, like...
I think it was funny, good about Andrew. She's not really good at hiding her reactions. When something hits her like that, you get
it. Played against sports keeps running through my mind.
like if we can do, like, clips of just... Angel's facial expressions when people drop something, that would be hilarious. I'm not gonna do it, but I said it'd be hilarious because she does not, her emotions like right then and there. Like when she's not feeling something, she's like,
well, I wish that your vocal reactions, Angel, would be like that, because I wish you would have been a friend downstairs and said, and maybe it'll happen next week, but say to her, like, girl, that was wrong. Like,
I think she tried, she just didn't, she wasn't forceful enough about it. She wasn't like really upfront about it. She's like, I mean, I don't really mean you mean like that. She was really hurt. Me. Like, she should have been like, she should have been like,
she was more forceful to Brandy. You're crazy to think that, bitch. Because, say that to Drea.
No, I think also, like, when you kind of know a person, you're like, this is, they not going to react good to this. If I said, I think she was going back for her mind. She was like, should I even mention it? Let me find a light way of mentioning it. Because she knew talking to Drea, she was going to be like, Drea's attitude is gonna flip, and then she's gonna say, "I'm not a friend," and that's Drea. Drea would be like, "Well, are you defending them or me?" Oh, come on, we came together, we leave together. Like, this is way too much for me. Like, I think she knew. She knew. She went about it the right way. She was trying to be soft with Drea because she knows how Drea's gonna react.
Whoever that man was creepily hanging outside of the event talking about, Drea, can I get a picture with you?
He was a fan that side of Elise, to be honest. She was like, no, I'm sorry, thank you.
Right. She was like, can we get him in the shot? Just to shit on the girls even more things. I showed faced and she looked sour. Like, girl, I can't with Drea.
So, overall, I think this was the tea of the all episodes so far, because Drea showed up and showed out this episode. Legit. Like, legit, like, I don't even know how to talk about it, because it's like, Brandy and her, we already saw the divide coming in their friendships, but now it's like, we didn't get to see no Megan this time.
I was like, Megan, you damn was quiet the whole episode, but apparently I saw on Twitter she said it was her birthday week. So she wasn't really filming a lot, or she was doing whatever she was doing for her birthday.
Oh, yeah. Parlaying, having her good time. She's like, I'm not fooling with you. I mean, I'm not going to bring me down this my birthday week. That's cool. So you said that her and Drea are going back and forth on Twitter?
Well, apparently Megan was, like, subliminally shooting things on Twitter. But then when I checked on...
Do that.
Well, yeah, but then when I went on Drea's page, unless it was just the service here, there was, she hadn't posted anything. But then under the Basketball Wives hashtag, Drea had some tweets in there, so I don't really know what was going on. I'm more interested to see what you were talking about the Shawnee and Brandy clip.
I did see a clip. It surfaced on, I want to say it surfaced on Facebook. I guess Brandy and Shawnee in the later episodes get into an argument when they go out of town. Her, Tammy, and everybody are out. We saw a couple clips already that they're going to be on the beach and having this vacation. But I saw that, you know, Brandy is like, da-da-da-da, and Shawnee, you're a bitch. Like, basically trying to tell Shawnee about herself. And Shawnee sits back like, thank you for your services. And it was like that kind of pause. And it was just like, did you just fire Brandy, like, on TV and, like, real subliminal about it? But basically, Brandy's not there for season 5. We know why. And so if that clip does end up making it on TV, I'm waiting for it. I want to see what happens. Because I think it trickles down from Tammy. We saw a couple clips of Tammy and Brandy getting into it. And I think this is kind of the brewing of the whole pot right there.
I'm excited for this reunion because last season was so fucking whack.
Dre in another place. They couldn't be on the stage together. That reunion was.
Do you think Dre's going to show up?
No. I don't even think Dre.
I don't think they even need her though, because I feel like there'll be enough slanging.
Dre has not been very vocal about BBWLA this season at all. Nope. Normally she does say a couple things or, you know, watch the episode. She's not even mentioning it at all. Speaking of hashtags, make sure you guys, if you want to say something else, was Drea right or wrong? Hashtag ABTVBWLA and let us know. Tweet us.
Side note, before we go on, homegirl of mine, shout out to you, Drea, because she was like, yeah, well, I got me some of Drea's swim trunks or whatever. She'd be bathing suits or whatever. And apparently they fit very well and they're very comfortable. And no, it was one of the best bathing suits she had ever purchased. I was like, all right.
I did a red carpet for a fashion show and the main stylist used all mint swim and it was bomb. And everybody was like, it's really hot and all the ladies are really impressed about the swimsuit. And everybody's buying it. It's like running up the shelves. And she looked damn good in the new one, Kate. On Instagram as I was lurking. On
Instagram. Lurk-tisha.
Segue into predictions.
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
Predictions. Normally I would start with Corinne, but Corinne has forsaked us and not come in for 2 weeks. So, so Jesse, what do you think is going to happen in the coming episodes?
I don't think Brandy and Jason are getting a divorce. I think it's interesting. Next week, I'm really excited to see that group sit down. Mm-hmm. I think Angel's going to see Drea's true colors. And I think that she will continue to be friends with her because Drea's not treating her like that. But I think Angel's going to get to a point. I think next week will be telling for where Angel's, if Angel will continue to be on Basketball Wives. Because if you're reading the text from Drea, hearing the text that Drea said to Brandy, and you're going to sit here and be like, she probably didn't mean it like that. Like, and if that conversation doesn't get to a situation to where you understand, like, no, girl, I know she's your friend, but she's being a bitch. Mm-hmm. And if Angel can't admit up to that, then I don't see Angel being on the show.
Angel's
anymore.
Way too nice. Even
so she's so I feel nice. Like I feel like Angel's gonna own up to it. Like, okay, maybe Dre's being a little crazy, and maybe we'll get a sit down with Angel and Dre. I don't think that's actually gonna happen, but I think Angel will see the side. And then I'm just curious. I don't even know where the Jackie verse. Malaysia Brandy thing, taking off her shoes and all that, like talking about putting her, what did she say though about her lipstick?
Shade is when you put on lip gloss for a husband that you actually have. That's your story. That's the, I think that's her strongest defense against all of them. She's actually
so it has to been straight to Malaysia, and I wonder if it was about meeting with
I don't know. I that one I'm a little curious about, but I know I think Tammy triggers that as well. So we do see Tammy next week, so I think Tammy's gonna. My prediction is Tammy is definitely going to stir things up. She's going to bring out people's colors. She has a way of, with her words, to get under your skin and make you really burn out some stuff. So that sit down is going to be amazing. And I think that this, like I said, is this my time to say this is Drea's last episode next week? Because I said 3, and this one was her second one. I think this is her last one coming up. I think that we're not going to see any more of her or hear about her too much more. And Brandy and Jason, I don't think they're going to get a divorce either. I think they're going to find a way to reconcile. It's going to be very camera-oriented. Mm-hmm. So those are my predictions.
She's trying to come for season 5, y'all.
Season 5, but we already see she might get fired. And well, thank you guys so much for tuning in. It's always great to have you guys. Remember, if you want to speak to us, make sure you tweet us and hashtag it ABTVBWLA. Thanks for tuning in. I am your host, Gary Thomas. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at IamGaryThomas.com or at I am Gary Thomas, all those things, the same brand all over the place. And DJ Jesse J, where they can find you?
Y'all can hit me up everywhere on the web at DJ Jesse J.
No eyes.
No eyes.
See you guys next week.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.